broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, we talked about the abolish ICE movement is growing. We should abolish ICE. Boy, howdy, do I agree it's unconstitutional to all get out. They say ICE has authority from Homeland Security, but Homeland Security is as unconstitutional as ICE is, folks. The Southern Poverty Law Center even sued ICE and the federal government over unconstitutional violation of due process ICE raids. Since when did ICE get armed to the teeth and become a judge, jury, and executioner all rolled into one? That's why it's a behemoth that's unconstitutional. Shut it down, say the liberals. For once, they're right. But the conservatives are all defending ICE now. Donald Trump wants to double down and promote ICE. Wow, what a shame. Sam sounds off on the violation of constitutional checks and balances. We also talked about John Melendez. He is a comedian slash co-host of the Howard Stern Show. He's nicknamed Stuttering John on Howard Stern. Anyway, he reached President Trump by phone in a prank and pretended he was Bob Menendez. Now, I got a question. This is a national security crisis, folks. Let me ask you a question. Can you literally pretend you're a senator and call the United States president and talk about national security issues? The latest Supreme Court pick, immigration and all that kind of stuff. Is that acceptable to do? I submit to you that it's a national security breach of epic proportions. Now, the liberals are calling out Donald for it right now. And they're kind of mocking, going, oh, man, what does this mean for Donald? This is a security problem. They're right. But is there accountability? See, I don't even believe this is legitimate. Otherwise, this John guy should be in serious, serious trouble. Can you breach national security like that, get a hold of the leader of the free world and just talk with him about all these topics? They're kind of laughing and mocking and going, wow, Donald, security sure a shamble. This is what security looks like, Donald, and mocking him. But the question is, look, Donald and Howard Stern are good friends. You think John knows Donald, this prankster? You think he would have done it and jeopardized that relationship if the relationship was real? Do you think there'd be serious FBI problems and questions and Homeland Security and Justice Department problems and questions if it really was a schnooker? Got him. Snuck in under the radar, pulled a prank, talked about serious national security issues, and did so on an unsecured line. Got him, no harm, no foul. You buy that, folks? See, I'm not even buying the lie. Right? I'm not even buying it. Just type in prank national security in Google. White House officials tricked by email pranksters. CNN Politics. And now they talk about the email accounts in another story. If you get a call from this number at Homeland Security, it's a scam, they mock. Thousands of prank callers now clog up the national security hotline. Wow. Thousands of prank callers are calling in to see if they too can speak with the Donald. See how White House officials are duped into chatting with the UK, and they go on another story. Russia comedians strike again with prank call to Guam's governor. What do you think? It's a national security crisis, folks. All right, now people are getting fake phone calls from Homeland Security while prank calls are coming into the Donald. What gives? I say it's a national security crisis. Right? What's going on here? It's a looming national security crisis. What is it? What's the biggest national security crisis? Pranksters calling the Donald? Is it drug wars? Is it the border leaked like a sieve? Is it obesity, the latest national security crisis? How about the identity crisis of national security officials? Everything is a national security crisis, writes the Spectator. Is there a national security crisis in U.S. education? But I submit to you that it's a national security crisis. The idea that you can prank the president and literally talk about issues of national security. Right? Is a serious problem. What gives? Is there going to be any accountability? And I maintain to you that I believe we've been snookering on this. I don't believe this is a prank where Donald just got snookered. I believe there's some kind of inside deal for publicity, for whatever. I don't know what the agenda is. I'm just telling you that it will be used in a way that will benefit the insiders. It'll detract from the real focus and narrative and discussions that matter in America. And most importantly, you watch, there will be no accountability. When FBI should be prosecuting John, this jokester, stuttering John right now. What's his name? John Melendez, pretending he was Bob Menendez. Wow. Is this a national security crisis, is what I should say, right? I think it is. I don't think this is unacceptable at all. Anyway, I've gone on about that long enough, but I believe we're being snookered, folks. I really do. All right, now Hope Hicks, do you remember her? Hope Hicks used to be kind of the, I don't know what you call her, the female closest to Donald for press reasons. Well, when she got subpoenaed and was forced to testify on the stand, she said, yeah, she's lied for the president on occasion. Just little white lies. Don't worry about them. And then she kind of stepped down and said that she quit. It's just too rough. Well, now Donald is looking for a new chief of staff, and they say Hope Hicks may be headed back to the White House as chief of staff. Vanity Fair reports. They say two sources confirmed it, and they say Hope Hicks is open to the job if asked. So you can probably expect Hope Hicks to come back. That's a weird deal, isn't it? You comfortable with that? You want Hope Hicks back? I certainly don't. I have a personal experience with Hope Hicks. I think she's dishonest. Yeah, I do. Literally, the mainstream press started slaughtering me and James Edwards for interviewing Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, both of Trump's sons, during the elections. Great interviews, both of them. Okay? Hope started to tell you how we were all racist and stuff. Well, the mainstream press said that, and Hope literally jettisoned us. It took a lot of pushback from me and others, but eventually Hope rejected James Edwards as a racist, but said that, oh, Sam Bushman and the Liberty Roundtable, they're a great talk show that cares about America. Well, she got that right. But she threw me under the bus before she was forced to kind of straighten it out. All the while, I'm trying to get a hold of Hope Hicks to kind of make sure she understands the real narrative, and I couldn't get a hold of her if my life depends on it. So this prankster can literally call the Donald on Air Force One, but I can't get a Hope Hicks, the assistant, if I try, even when we're discussing my radio network and my talk show and my interviews with both of Trump's sons, and she's the right-hand, quote, Donald woman on this issue. I have her personal email address. When I say personal, I mean for the campaign, whatever you want to call it. And I have a phone number directly to her that just gives me voicemail over and over. I can't get a hold of her if my life depends on it to even straighten out the facts regarding what was done and said and who what when the mainstream press is trying to slaughter all of us. And I can't even get a hold of Hope at all. There's no hope for me on that. I'll tell you that right now. There's a hiccup in the deal, Hicks. And so I'm disappointed in that. And then I write an open letter because I can't get a hold of anybody inside. And my open letter seems to go nowhere. And maybe Donald read it. Maybe he didn't. People have promised me they gave it to him, but I don't know. You know, if you want to mow the White House lawn, you know, you get to hang out with the Donald in the Rose Garden. If you want to make cookies with Melania, you get that done in an open letter. My open letter that has to do with serious, serious, serious topics of innocence in prison, I can't get a hold of the Donald or Hope. Even when they literally talk about my radio network and ask Hope Hicks about me personally in the news, I still can't get a Hope to let her know who I am and what I stand for and what I believe. Hope should be coming on the air with us, discussing it, saying, wait a minute, what really happened here? And transparently breaking it down. After all, the media is the enemy, remember? Says Donald. Hope should know that, and she should know that I'm not her enemy. I mean, our interviews with both Trump's sons were very influential, very helpful, very polite, very appropriate, very supportive of President Trump. Okay? But then we get beat up and they jettison us like we don't matter. And Hope at the helm of that. So I'm not excited for Hope to come back. Although I get that she's pretty much a great, quote, controller for the Donald. Maybe if Hope's back, the comedian won't get through and mock the Donald, huh? The whole thing's just super weird if you ask my opinion. I believe we have a national security crisis going on. Do pranksters create a national security crisis? Huh? Interesting questions, aren't they? All right, back with you in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Donald, they say, keeps his promises, and in many cases, I have to say, I agree, and I'm glad that he does, but in many cases, promises are violated. Locking up Hillary is one of them. He was going to get to the bottom of that. Now he's not even talking about locking Hillary up. He just says, oh, man, she's bad. She's really bad. I agree. Move along. Nothing here. Okay, now Donald Trump really talked in the debates about how pro-life he was. And I think so far we've seen a lot of good there. The Mexico whatever accord, whatever it is to, you know, not perform abortions around the world, I agree with. And Donald brought it back. Good for him. Donald has talked about pro-life, talked about abolishing Planned Parenthood and the funding that goes from taxpayers. Good stuff. Donald Trump doing what he can to promote the pro-life viewpoints. Not forcing conservative groups and organizations and churches and You know, the Supreme Court even standing up for pro-life a little bit and saying, hey, you can't force these pro-life groups to, you know, promote abortions. There's a lot of good happening, and I don't mean to undermine that good. But I do mean to talk about something serious. Donald is about to put another judge in place. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Democrats are pushing back hard, saying Donald shouldn't be able to do this. Let's wait till after the midterm elections. The conservatives are saying, no, that doesn't make sense. They're saying, wait a minute, that's what you did when it was the president. We want to do that with these House reps. There's a big difference between the president of the United States, who is supposed to, you know, put up who he wants for the judges and then under advice and consent from the Senate, call these judges to service, so to speak, than a House midterm election. A big difference. But Democrats are trying to use that as if it's the same. I think Donald needs to move ahead post-haste to put a pro-life judge on the court yesterday. All right. However, I'm concerned about who Donald is literally thinking about putting on the courts. They say he's using a list of conservative judges that he put forth when he was running for office, and that's who he'll pick from. I think that's good. But they say that there's about 25 plus on that list. Now he's narrowed it down to 5. He'll be interviewing folks over the weekend. Okay, fine. But a couple of them clerked for Kennedy. You got to run from those judges big time. Kennedy was a disaster on the courts. Reagan should have never, ever, ever put Kennedy there. Nevertheless, who are you going to pick? And Donald is now, in my opinion, reversing course right before our very eyes. And I'm not here to attack Donald, but I'm here to warn about it. Don't let Donald do this, folks. All right, now, back in the debates, Donald was very clear and bold about pro-life people on the court. Listen to what he said then.
Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to ask you specifically, do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact, states a woman's right to abortion?
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v.
Well, if we put another 2 or perhaps 3 justices on, that's really what's going to be... That will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
There you have it. He didn't answer whether he wanted to overturn Roe versus Wade like he was asked. Typical politician-esque, right? But in all fairness, he did double down for pro-life. He said it twice, I'll put pro-life folks on the bench, and that'll happen. He didn't say what, meaning that'll happen. What could mean... we're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. What could happen to me in the states? He didn't answer it exactly, but I assume what he means is, hey, the states will take over. The states will decide on their own. You'll end up with some states that are pro-life and other states that are pro-death, or they would say abortion or pro-choice. That debate will rage. But Donald was very bold, and I give him credit back in the debates. But now, as far as I understand, Donald may be waffling. Quote, Trump, I'll appoint pro-life judges to overturn Roe versus Wade. Is that really what he said? Not exactly. But the president did say that the 5 possible nominees included 2 women. Many believe that one female candidate could be U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th Circuit. Her name is Amy Coney Barrett. Is that how you say her name? And she used to clerk for Antonin Scalia. So we could use a lady like that, I guess. The problem is, I don't know enough about these judges, right? But Donald then said, no litmus test on abortion. Trump said that he would not be asking candidates who are for the nomination if they would side against Roe versus Wade. That's the controversial case that, quote, established abortion as a right in the United States. I'm not going to ask them that question, Trump said. Now, in Trump's defense, even though in the past he said that he would pick Supreme Court justices that would overturn Roe versus Wade, he might be saying, I'm not going to fall for the controversy and I'm not going to create a battle over this. Meaning, it might be that Donald is going to stay strong on this, but he's just kind of biding his time. I hope that's the case. But I don't know. And the problem is, by the time we find out, it'll be too late. This is where I really, 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 really get concerned about the Donald. Is he really going to waffle like locking up Hillary and change his mind? Like abolishing health care? Like defunding Planned Parenthood? We don't have any of those things done, folks. Now, you could say, well, a lot of that's out of Donald's control, Sam. He's done his best. I agree to some degree. But you shouldn't make promises on the campaign trail that you know constitutionally you have no authority to do. And that's kind of the buzzsaw he's running into, is this checks and balance issue, which on occasion is frustrating. 9 times out of 10 is a blessing, right? Well, so where do we go here with President Trump? No litmus test on abortion. Is it okay to say we're going to have a litmus test on abortion? Is it okay to have a litmus test on abortion at the courts? That's the real question, isn't it? Right? Overturn Roe versus Wade. I hope we can do that, folks. I really do. But will it be a little bit like the healthcare debate? We're not really going to overturn it and get rid of it, but what we're going to do is we're going to undermine it and piecemeal it. The states are going to whatever and et cetera. It's kind of what we have going on here. We haven't really abolished healthcare, government healthcare, but we have somehow, trying to think of what we would call it. We've kind of piecemealed it and gutted it and kind of undermined it and kind of changed the game. And a few things have been changed to where it's not as egregious or abusive, but it still exists by and large. I agree, it's better than nothing. But are we going to do the same thing to abortion? I'm afraid we're waffling on this, folks, and I pray that isn't true. Okay, Republicans suddenly silent about push to overturn Roe versus Wade. What do you think of that? Yeah, now that we've got a pro-life opportunity to really make it happen, now they're silent? Yeah, now the Republican lawmakers want to play coy and dance around the issue of literally shutting down Roe versus Wade. I don't know how to respond to this. I'm absolutely not surprised, but I'm shocked and disappointed. Why are Republicans suddenly silent about push to overturn Roe versus Wade? And this is where I really have a problem with the Republicans. Were they all talk, and now that push comes to shove, they're not going to even push to do it? Are we going to vet the most pro-life judges we can find, folks, for this purpose? Or now are we going to back away and waffle on this issue? I mentioned, and I'll repeat it again, that when the Republicans took power and when Donald Trump got elected, I said, hey, the biggest issue we could focus on is pro-life. Donald doubled down on it. In that little clip I played, he said he's pro-life more than once even in the debates. But now no litmus test on abortion. Donald Trump's not going to even ask these candidates where they stand on this. It's disaster. What on earth are we doing? Quick pause. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
In the debates, Donald was very bold. I'm going to push for pro-life judges big time. But now that he's got a chance to put a second judge on the court, here's the conversation from the mainstream press.
Are you going to ask your nominees beforehand how they might vote on Roe versus Wade?
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant. And I'm going to try and do something like that, but I don't think I'm going to be so specific.
There you go. And he says they're all saying you don't do that. That's not what he said on the campaign trail, folks. Right? He said, I'll appoint pro-life judges. Listen to
him. Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to...
I'm going to skip this. You
know. AIDS, a woman.
I'm pro-life, and I will be appointing pro-life judges. I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you
if
like
to... If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is... Do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v.
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court.
How do you put pro-life justices on the court if you don't talk to them about pro-life? I guess what you do is you get into this political landmine where it's all vague. And what you do is you go, I'm going to ask. Well, I'm not going to ask them because you don't do that. But I'm going to put good guys there like Gorsuch. Now, again, if Donald is really, really, really just trying to be careful so it doesn't create a problem. In other words, if he says, hey, I'm going to promote judges that will absolutely unequivocally overturn Roe versus Wade. Then has he created a firestorm where the Democrats will come unleashed and unglued and block everything under the sun? Whereas if he's smarter and he's like, hey, I'm not going to ask them that question. I'm just going to kind of chill. But he vets the judges well enough and we get a good guy there. Could it happen? That's my prayer. I'm not here to attack Donald. What I'm here to show you is that it's one thing to run for office and they say one thing. And then when they're elected, they say a different thing. What Donald should say is you've got sound bites on the campaign trail where I'm absolutely unequivocally pro-life. Absolutely. Will I put somebody on the court that will promote pro-life? Without a doubt. But I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to ask them. I'm not going to tell you the detailed questioning behind the scenes in these private interviews that I'm going to have. I wouldn't tell you what I discuss with an employee in the private sector. And I'm not going to discuss in government when we hire somebody or appoint somebody in this case with advice and consent from the Senate. I'm not going to. There'll be plenty of hearings there where these guys just stand before the Senate and talk for hours about what they're going to vet them on. I can ask my own questions, and I'm not going to share those with you. That's what Donald should be saying right now. He shouldn't be saying, yeah, I'm going to get pro-life judges big time when he gets elected. And then he's like, well, everybody's saying you don't ask those kind of questions. I don't think I'm going to ask that. No litmus test on abortion. I'm not going to. Trump said that he would not be asking candidates. Why would you tell them that you're not? Because now if you do, the judges can come out, especially the ones that don't get nominated, just say, and say, he did ask me that. You put yourself in a bind to be disingenuous. Or, okay, why say that? Why not just say, listen, I don't discuss private interviews with people. This is a very top position in the United States Supreme Court. I'm going to talk to them candidly and openly about my beliefs and the importance of protecting life, liberty, and property. Absolutely. That's the proper role of government. Do you agree, sir? But I'm not going to tell you the detailed questions we're going to have. There will be hearings. Some of that information will be public where you can kind of see what's going on. That's what you need to pay attention to, news media. Okay, Donald could, but he failed. He wimped. And I pray that he keeps his promise when he says, I will appoint pro-life judges to overturn Roe versus Wade. I hope that's what really happens. But I don't have a lot of confidence because now Republicans are suddenly silent about push to overturn Roe versus Wade. Why would they be silent about this, folks? This is an opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, isn't this what the Republicans have been hoping for and praying for quite some time now? My whole life, almost. They've been talking about it. Right? I don't even know what gives on this, but I'm very, very, very concerned. I don't know of a more important issue than protecting the most innocent among us. Who needs protection the most? The answer is little babies that cannot protect themselves. They can't fight back. They can't talk. They can't. You've heard of the screaming in the womb, right? They can't do any of these things to protect themselves. It's up to us to protect them. And if we don't protect them, my question is, who will? Right? Who will protect them if we don't? And if we can't protect them, who can we protect? Right? This is the most serious issue before us today, bar none, in my opinion. Now, you can say border issues are up there, Sam. Money issues, that education issues. There's a lot of issues. I don't think there's more as important than this. I really don't. We are literally taking our tax dollars and funding murder. Let me say that again. We are literally taking our tax dollars and funding murder in the United States and around the world with abortion and, quote, government-backed family planning practices. If you don't believe me, go to pop.org. It's a population organization that talks about the governments manipulating and controlling populations. It is absolutely tragic. But I really believe, I absolutely believe that there is nothing more important to talk about than this. All right? I don't know of anything more important to discuss. Right? I don't know something more important than this to talk about. I really don't. This is a critical issue. Absolutely critical. Vital. And now the Republicans are waffling.
An opportunity to appoint a judge that will overturn Roe v. Wade.
Listen, I'm just.
Are you excited about that?
Looking forward to finishing Senate business this year.
Are you excited to confirm a judge that will overturn Roe v. Wade?
We have no idea if they'll overturn Roe v. Wade. There's no way to guess a judge when they're coming through the process.
It's really, you know, not knowing who's going to pick forward and stuff. I think it's really premature to get into all those
things. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Is it one you're looking forward to taking? Are you pretty happy?
No comment from the family.
All right. We can finally do it. Overturn Roe v. Wade with the right justice. Is it something you're looking forward to?
I'm an economist, and so I'm looking into all the stuff right now.
Looks like you guys have a real shot of overturning Roe v. Wade.
Hey, is it going to rain?
Hey, Congressman. Are you
good meeting, sorry.
I'll run with you. Are you optimistic about the Supreme Court?
Good meeting, I'm sorry.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube. If you want to keep up to date with the videos we're putting out.
There you have it. They literally ran around trying to get Republicans to see if they would back the overturning of Roe versus Wade. See what they would say about it. And literally, no one's talking. Now, you could say, Sam, it's too hot of a topic. We're just trying to go under there. It's kind of a stealth agenda here. We're going to get it done. You can say that. But how many times have we been schnookered on that altar, ladies and gentlemen? How many times have we heard that's going to be the case? And then, we were told that we were going to abolish Planned Parenthood, at least the funding from government. We haven't got that done. Roe versus Wade is 10 times as hard to get done as abolishing the funding to a Planned Parenthood organization, isn't it? I pray we can get this done, but I don't see it. The Republicans have already waffled. Donald already says, I'm not going to even ask about that. There's no litmus test at all. All the Republicans, congressmen are like, I'm too busy. I got to go to a meeting. Hey, is it going to rain today? I'm too swamped. I don't know. Wow, we can't decide what the judges are going to say or do or think or believe. But when it comes down to it, the Democrats drill in to find out what they believe and what they stand for and what they'll do. And how many concessions are they going to get from this Supreme Court justice that goes through the scrutiny? I'm just telling you right now, I want to make it very clear. If they would ask Sam Bushman, if the media, MSNBC, came to Sam Bushman and said, Sam, are you excited? Then we might finally have a judge that will be put on the bench that will absolutely change the narrative, change the game, and honestly overturn Roe versus Wade. Are you excited about that? And I would say, I am ecstatic. Absolutely. Our prayers are that we get it done. We're going to do everything within our power to ensure that it happens ASAP. And we want you to help us with that cause. Okay, I don't believe these politicians should be waffling right now. And I'm telling you right now, if they waffle too hard, they will not only lose the chance for a great guy on the Supreme Court or gal, but they'll lose the chance to overturn Roe versus Wade. And they'll also lose the opportunity in the elections. You are listening. By the way, most of the nation is pro-life. Did you know that? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So now Republicans are suddenly silent on overturning Roe versus Wade. They just want to get the country's business done. They don't want to talk about it. Rand Paul is the only one providing legitimate leadership. Here's what he said a long time ago, but it's as relevant today as it was then. Listen to Rand Paul on pro-life.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Rand Paul. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a political issue? I'm going to ask that again. Is this a political issue? I say to you, the answer is clearly, unequivocally, no. This is a moral issue. And are we going to stand on moral principles or not? Think of the statement Rand Paul made. And then think of what Donald said. I'm going to appoint pro-life judges. And then no litmus test on abortion. Trump said that he would not be asking candidates about this issue. Right? Republicans now suddenly silent about push to overturn Roe versus Wade. Wow. What do you think of that, folks? In my opinion, Rand Paul stands boldly, nobly, and independent like I'm talking about. He's not looking to see which way the wind blows, is he? He's not at all backing away. We need people who will stand. We need people who will understand these issues. We need people who will back the pro-life cause unequivocally, without hesitation. Without political pandering, because if you already pander before we even have the judge selected of who we're going to vet and work on, and Donald's in these private meetings with these judges, before he puts forth his nomination, he's not even going to ask them these questions. How critical do you think it's going to be for a judge to stand on that principle? The judge might hint about it, might talk about it, but what's the message that Republicans are sending right now? Well, it was a big issue, but now it's not really that big of an issue. It's certainly not a litmus test. You don't dare ask that. And furthermore, we don't really want to talk about it. We want to talk about the business. Right? Right? What gives with this? The Republicans have waffled, in my opinion, on everything core. Rand Paul on the issues. Right? What do we do? Rand Paul on the sanctity of life.
You go back and you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby that is just not yet born. Ask her when life begins, and you ask Debbie when she's willing to protect life. When you get an answer from Debbie, come back to me.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens?
Think about that.
Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator?
As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
Let's ask the Debbie Wasserman Schultz of this world, when does life begin? When does the baby have rights? Do you know what she said? She said, that's between their doctor and their mother.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
I got a question. Will you always take a stand for life? And what does that stand look like when Republicans are suddenly silent about push to overturn Roe versus Wade? When President Trump, literally as president now, says no litmus test on abortion, Trump said that he would not be asking candidates, will you stand for life? Huh? Will you stand for life? That's a serious question. I, for one, will stand for life. And I sit right here boldly, nobly, and independently agree with Rand Paul 1,000%. How can a nation expect to protect itself when it murders its young? When it literally says the murdering of an innocent child, the most innocent among us, is between a woman and her doctor. That a woman has the right to be involved sexually with whoever she wants to, and we can then murder the consequences of that procreative act. Okay, the problem is with this abortion debate is the liberals have controlled the narrative, the lexicon, for way too long. Abortion, a polite way to say murder, right? A woman's right to choose, pro-choice, as opposed to pro-death. Okay, we need to take back the lexicon if we want to control the narrative. And we're not going to do it with the Republicans going silent and Donald Trump backing away from a litmus test. Absolutely, it should be a litmus test to say we will protect life, not destroy life. And that's exactly what Donald should have responded to these media folks that are trying to trap the Donald early on. He should look right at him and say, listen to me. I will promote pro-life and reject pro-death. And I'm not going to use the words, are you going to overturn Roe versus Wade? Because that's a deception. The question is, am I going to stand for life or for death? And I will choose life. Don't talk to me about a woman's right to choose. She has the right to choose when she decides to procreate. That's between the woman and God. But us, as a nation, we have the obligation to promote the proper role of government, which its primary purpose is to protect life. See, Donald needs to be a little more bold like Rand Paul, a little more bold like Sam Bushman, a little more bold to say, hey, I don't know what you want to call a litmus test, but if you want to know if I will elect the judge that will uphold the Constitution and protect life, you bet I will. Any judge that wouldn't do that won't obey the law. What law? God's law. The supreme law. Right? They would tell you Roe versus Wade is the law. I would say to you that it's not. It's the color of law. Because we haven't controlled the lexicon. Let's talk about how violent the deaths are for these little babies that are really mocked as just a piece of tissue or something. Okay, this is the problem. We've got to discuss it. In it, all of its, I don't know what you want to call it, gore. Will you stand for life? Will you always stand for life? Or only when it's election time? Only when it's politically expedient to do so? Sadly, that's where I see Donald is. You could say he's just being very careful and cautious and appropriate and very, quote, politically savvy. I would say that he's taking the wind out of the sails for our agenda, which is absolutely to overturn Roe versus Wade, to shut down the pro-death movement at the hands of and funding of taxpayers in America. Absolutely, we want a litmus test. Absolutely, we want somebody to unequivocally stand for pro-life. And we should remove them from the courts if they don't. Where are the checks and balances? Any judge that would vote for pro-death should be impeached over it. See, when are we going to talk about this candidly, openly, directly, honestly, morally? Or are we going to go, I'm as pro-life as you can get when I'm running for office. And then it's like, I don't think we're going to have a litmus test. They told me not really to ask about that, so I'm probably not going to talk about it. Well, I'm just going to be silent on this issue because, man, we got to do the business of the people. We got to do the business of the people. See, what are they talking about? If you don't protect life, what business of the people do you have that's more important, more critical, more fundamental than that? Wow, my fellow Americans, what an absolute disgrace. Well, our prayers are that something happens. By the way, did you know the price of child brides skyrockets to 300 pounds? I'm sorry, 300 cows in South Kenya. South Sudan and Kenya. You got to have 300 cows to get a child wife now. What about these child brides? I got a question. Is anybody going to ask former President Barack Obama about the price of child brides is now 300 cows in Kenya and South Sudan? Hey, are you going to go over there and try to help fix this, former President Barack? You're going to go over to your homeland, Kenya, and talk about these 300 cow brides that are child brides? See, we're not going to stand up against Roe versus Wade to overturn it and say this pro-death mill has got to stop. We're not going to really push to defund Planned Parenthood. We're just going to talk. And on the election cycle, we're going to make that the looming issue. But when it comes to real governing and day-to-day, the Republicans fall strangely silent, and Donald backs away as fast as he can. I'm telling you right now, I will not back away. This is the most critical issue we must work on in America today, bar none. Bar none. I challenge any of you to email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. Come up with an issue more critical than protecting the most innocent among us. If there's one proper role of limited government, it is to protect life, liberty, and property. Under God's law, thou shalt not kill. I will not back away. I will not hesitate. I will not waffle. I will not equivocate. I will be bold, noble, and independent in my declaration. And I pray Republicans and other leaders who can move the needle on this critical, vital issue, please stand for life. Will you always stand for life? We declare this nation shall endure.